On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman. You listen to Redskins Talk with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley here, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are ready to talk Redskins versus 49ers. I am joined by my man Rich Tandler. Tandler, say what's up, man.
Hey, what's up?
That's a you're nailing that now. It's an old hat for you. Big week. We got to make our picks on our over-under, and then we are going to give you our picks for the Redskins-Niners game. Before we get to all of that, I want to thank the good folks at Commuter Connections. Check them out. It's a ride to work when you want, where you want, for free. Their app is Carpool Now, or you can call them at 800-745-RIDE. A couple clicks is all it takes to share a ride to work.
They rock.
They rock. Well said, Tandler. Tandler, the verbal version of 140-character injury update, what we know.
Same as yesterday, which I guess it wasn't on the podcast yesterday. Trent Williams didn't practice for a second straight day. I'd give him a 60% chance of playing. Quentin Dunbar did not practice. 0% chance, just about.
Josh Norman,
0%
Dunbar
chance.
Practiced? What are you talking about, Dunbar?
No, Dunbar was out.
Today?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'll check.
That's DeShazer Everett you're talking
DeShazer
about.
DeShazer Everett. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
let's.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
DeShazer
yes.
Everett. Quentin Dunbar is going to start this
yes.
week, so let's
yes.
be clear on
yes.
that one. Okay.
DeShazer Everett. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And
I think I might have to do the 140 character injury yes. updates in the future.
So, you know, still a little banged up. It's a good thing they had the bye week.
Yeah, seriously. Rob Kelly's not going to play. It certainly seems that way. Josh Norman's not going to play. Zach Brown, good news. Zach Brown missed a couple days being sick. He's back out there, looked quick as ever. I think he's going to be fine. The real concern, I would say, is Trent Williams, whether or not he makes it back. Trent tends to power through this stuff. And the other thing is Trent didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, but the team believes in Trent enough that he can get away with that.
Yeah. And
there are some guys they would have to see out there.
With Ty and Secchi out, I think Trent – T.J. Clemens has actually started 31 NFL games. He's still getting used to this team. He wasn't real good in Minnesota. If he's your left tackle option, I think Trent will push himself to get back out there.
I think you see Trent out there. Yeah. I really do. I think here's something that folks will like. You probably won't like it. I'm in one deep fantasy league where it's a 14-team league, which is stupid, and it's a keeper league, which is stupid. So if any of my friends from college that are in this fantasy league are listening, I think our league is stupid. Anyway, this league is so deep that you really have to kind of comb the waiver wire. I think I'm going to add Mac Brown in fantasy.
You're right. I don't like that.
I think he's going to get a chance, and I think he can produce. And eventually, if you produce, you'll get more chances. That's what Jay Gruden said.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're going that deep, but
it's a deep league, dude.
Yeah,
I had Rex Burkhead on my roster.
Yeah, because we don't really know. Somebody asked me this on Facebook. The thing is, we don't really know. We haven't had two healthy backs on this team since week one. Week one, Rob Kelly took all the snaps.
Right.
I mean, Perine did not play at all.
Right.
Then the next three games, there were injury situations in all three. The starter
right.
got injured all
yeah.
three times. And after that, Brown did not come into that Raiders game until Perine went out with the hand injury, who was the starter that day because Kelly was inactive.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
All right, folks, we are going to get down to business on this one. Over-unders time, Tandler. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Oh, what's the
– Our first one is Kirk Cousins. We always do Kirk, his passing yards. We set the number at 287 passing yards against the Niners for Kirk Cousins.
What was it, 287?
Well, let's hang on 1 second. Deuce Gruden has joined us. He's carrying a very large object. Deuce, say what's up to the Redskins Talk Podcast.
What's going on, guys?
Deuce, do you want to answer over-unders with us? All right, he's carrying something very heavy.
I think he's working.
Thank you, buddy. To set the scene, we are in the Redskins interview room, which doubles as the room next to the weight room and has a bunch of spare weightlifting parts in
it. Right, yeah. Don't ask me what they are.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know what most of those are. I don't know that I can lift most of those things, but I know what they are. All right, back to business. Over-unders, we set Kirk Cousins at, I just said the number. I think it was 287, right?
287,
Tandler. Last week he threw for, or last game he threw for 220, I believe.
Yeah.
Game before that he threw for 365.
I am going to take an over on that, on 287.
That's all the analysis you're giving?
Well, I think that they will be able to I typed out the names of San Francisco's corners this morning, but I can't remember who they are. But they're not, they're not your Pro Bowl. They have a pretty good front seven, but I think Kirk Cousins will find ample passing room, and we might finally see. I don't think we'll see a breakout from Josh Doctson and Terrell Pryor, but maybe from one of those guys.
And Jamison Crowder, man. I wrote a story. There's a lot going on with Jamison Crowder in that. His numbers are way down through four games. Last year at this point, after four games, he had almost 200 receiving yards, two touchdowns. This year through four games, he's at just barely over 100 yards, no touchdowns. Two things are happening. The Redskins are running the ball way more. They have almost 200 more rush yards through four games this season than they did last season through four games.
That would come out to a lot more rushing yards over 16 games.
Well, I don't know that trend will continue, but that also means Kirk is throwing the ball less. Kirk has, I think, 30 less attempts through four games than he did last year.
Fewer,
thank you, which amounts to 7 or 8 fewer throws per game.
Right.
And on top of that, Crowder's been kind of hurt.
Right.
And I think that combination leads to Jamison's diminished numbers.
Yeah, we put things under a microscope all year long, but we're a quarter of the way into the season.
So early. And having that bye week so early kind of makes you look at stuff with a bigger lens than probably you should.
Get some games rolling on Sunday, and we'll have some more to talk about.
I'm going over as well on Kirk Cousins. Okay. I think he gets to 300, gets to 3 Bills. You've said it, I think, earlier this week. You expect the Redskins' offense to break out this week.
Yes.
I think Kirk will be a part of that.
Right.
So what's weird is we both have the Skins' offense breaking out this week, but we only one of our over-unders is on the Skins' offense.
Well, that's good. That makes it a little
We'll do a little quick hitters then. These aren't official over-unders, but who's the leading rusher?
P. Ryan. I'll go 77 yards.
What is Thompson's total yardage?
Chris Thompson. 108.
Ooh, all right. Who's the leading receiver?
Jordan Reed.
Ooh. Jordan Reed told me he's not 100%, but he's good, which, you know, for Jordan going through an injury that he said was worse than the separated shoulder is pretty interesting.
I'm not sure he's been 100% since week one when he came into the league.
I don't know that I'm 100%
He's always banged up. Right.
So.
It's true.
All right, my leading receiver, you said Reed. I like that, but you know what, I'm going to go with Crowder. I think they get him going. Leading rusher I think will be P. Ryan, but I think that'll be tight. And I think Thompson's right at 90, 100 yards, like you said. All right, let's go to a big, big topic, and I'm going to get this one started. We set the over-under for Pierre Garçon receiving yards at 80. I got bullied into a bet with B. Mitch. Should I already talk about this?
Yeah, I saw it. I don't know if you talked about it. I saw it.
So
on Redskins 100.
On Redskins 100, the final segment in the show, and this is live, so you kind of just have to come up with this stuff. They want a hot take. So my hot take was the Redskins defense will hold Pierre Garçon to under 60 yards. That's a hot take. That's an extreme take. That's not what I believe to necessarily be true. B. Mitch is like, man, he's going to get more than 60. I was like, well, this is my hot take, dude. All of a sudden, next thing you know, I have a Ruth Chris bet with B. Mitch that the Redskins defense holds Pierre under 60 yards. Yet, in our over-under, we set it at 80, which is a much more reasonable number, right about what he's averaging. So, because I'm already toast in this bet, I'm on the bad side of things here. I got to go under just to stay consistent. So, I'm going to say under 80 yards for Pierre, and I need Redskins Talk listeners to maybe light a candle, knock on wood for me, that Pierre goes under 60, because I don't know that I can afford taking B. Mitch to Ruth Chris.
Well, you might have to figure it out.
I know. Hell. They might know how does one sell a kidney?
Well, but in fact, it's not even going to be close. He's going to go over. I think he'll do okay during a competitive part of the game. I think the 49ers will have some garbage time late where he can pick up a few yards to push himself over 80.
This is not an official one. All right, so you're going over.
It's
I'm
official.
Going under because
this is
I
official.
Have to. But this, I'm saying here's an unofficial one.
Right.
Number of personal fouls on number 15, San Francisco, Pierre Garçon, setting it at 0.5.
No, it's under. He's smarter than that.
Man.
Did he get I could look up how many personal fouls he got flagged for in, what, 5 years here?
You don't
– Not many.
I just think it's going to be a lot of jawing, man.
Sure. No jaw. What, is Quentin Dunbar going to – you know, is he going to swing Dunbar? Maybe Breland a little bit.
I'm talking – personal foul doesn't have to be a swing. Just excessive talking. Pierre's quick to jump on piles, all that sort of stuff. Pierre's
unless it evolves to taunting.
Pierre's a pusher and a shover, all those sorts of things, and I think it's going to be amped up this week.
Okay. You can take the over on that?
No, but I think it'd be interesting if Norman – It'd be interesting if Norman was playing, because Norman and Pierre would be an interesting dynamic.
Right.
But Norman's not going to be playing.
Right.
DJ Swearinger is going to be playing, and he is not going to get punked. And none of these guys are going to get punked. I think it's important to point that out. All right. Our last over-under, sacks. Redskin sacks on Brian Hoyer, or Redskin sacks on 49er quarterbacks in case somebody else comes in. I don't even know who their backup is. Is it Beathard's kid?
Yes.
Casey Beathard? Charlie Beathard?
Casey, I think.
Casey, okay.
But I could be wrong.
3.5 sacks for the Redskins defense. I'm going over. I mean, this team sacked Carson Wentz 4 times. I think they can get to Brian Hoyer 4 times.
I will go with the over because, you know, the attempts will be there.
Right.
I think Hoyer's going to have to throw 40-plus times easily, and they can get him on 10%.
The one thing that is tricky, I think, is Kyle Shanahan is a really smart offensive guy, and he might scheme to get the ball out of Hoyer's hands really quick.
Well, he does. Actually, PFF put out a graphic. He is the quickest in the league at getting the ball out of his hands, 2.39 seconds.
Maybe that's a bit of a sucker number.
But you know, on the other hand, Derek Carr was also very fast at getting the ball out of his hands. They sacked him 4 times.
Right, there you go.
With a better offensive line.
All right, so we both went over on Kirk. We both went over on the sacks. So this is going to come down to Pierre Garçon. I'm going to end up owing you a Starbucks and owing B. Mitch Ruth Chris, all in a bet I don't want to make just because of a hot take bully session.
You got bullied into it.
Damn it. Damn it. All right. We need to make our official picks. Tandler, you want to go first?
Yeah. I think, you know, the Redskins have not beaten – a double-digit spread since 2005, which happened to be against the 49ers. It also happened to pile up, I believe, 52 points in that game. I don't think they'll get quite 52, but I think they'll beat that double-digit spread. I think that, you know, I just think this is a better edition of the Redskins than we've had in a while, and I think they'll show it on Sunday. I'll go with Redskins 38, 49ers 17.
Okay. Before I make my pick, we're introducing something new on Fridays. Everybody is encouraged to email me your fan story, james.finley@nbcuni. If you get creative and you send us in the audio and we can make it work, maybe we'll put your audio in. But send me the stories. I find this stuff really interesting. So this is our first ever one, and this is from Mark Roeder. I hope I'm saying that right. R-O-E-D-E-R. Mark Roeder. My mom is English-born, so I was more of a soccer fan as a kid. I didn't follow football or the Skins despite growing up in Maryland. My brother was a Skins fan his whole life, so as I became a teenager, I decided to piss him off and say I liked, dare I say it, the Cowboys. I still never watched games or cared, but liked getting under his skin. I went to a few Redskins games with him as he tried to force me to be a fan, including Daryl Green's last game. Fast forward to me being 21 and watching more and kind of becoming a fan. I was in the Navy, stationed in Norfolk, and he planned on inviting me up for a game. Turned out this game fell on the night before I left on a nine-month deployment. It was 2006, and the Redskins were playing the Jags at home, and Byron Leftwich was their quarterback. I tailgated and cheered harder than I ever had before. We stayed through overtime to see Santana Moss score his third touchdown to win the game, and I don't remember being as hungover in my life the next day. Seeing the passion and having FedEx rocking like it was stuck with me and always put a smile on my face while I was overseas in the Navy. I've been to a few games every year, and now my 8-year-old is a huge fan, has gone to a few preseason games with me. I can't trust the level of drunk fans around me during the regular season in seats I can't afford. It is a tradition on Sundays, and my man cave is all burgundy and gold. Hail, Mark Roeder. Pretty
right.
Cool story.
That's pretty,
it?
It's a pretty good story. Yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah, I mean,
against the Jags.
That game's remarkable. The fact that he left for his naval deployment the next day, that's pretty cool. Mark, I hope you enjoyed that. All right. Now, folks, be sure to send me. You can hit me on Twitter or Facebook, but also you can just email me if that's easiest. My official prediction. Skins are going to win this thing. They should roll. I think the Niners kind of cut it tight late. I think final score is 33-24, Niners cover, Skins win.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't think the Niners are going to score that much, but we shall see.
All right, folks. You will hear from us after the game next Sunday, hopefully.
At a decent hour.
Yeah. I mean, a 1 o'clock game. How about that?
Dragging.
I'm excited for a 1 o'clock game. It's been a while. All right. So thank you for listening to Redskins Talk. Tell the people what to do, Taylor.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
And comment.
Folks, seriously, we need reviews. We legitimately
reviews. That's what I'm looking for.
Taylor and I are battling forces, and we need your reviews to tell us how much you like the podcast. It's important. It's imperative. We are at, I believe, 27 reviews on iTunes. I'm gonna set a goal, Taylor.
Okay.
I want that up to 50 by Halloween.
Okay.
You think that's doable?
That's
nearly double.
It's challenging, but it's doable.
But look, everybody that sends us a nice note on Twitter, we love you and we appreciate it. Drop that note on iTunes or drop it on Google Play, wherever you see that
note.
Don't
even have to write it again.
Yeah.
Just drop that.
And if you start writing funny, good reviews, I'll read a few of them on the podcast.
There we go.
All right. Folks, we sincerely appreciate you listening. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.